The divide stretches all the way back to 2010, when CSU administrators attempted to instate a concealed carry ban on campus, despite student support for the practice. The effort was ultimately squelched by court rulings affirming the right to carry concealed weapons. Flash forward to this week, student body president Regina Martell says the pulse of student opinion hasn't changed.
Students were overwhelmingly in opposition to the bill for a number of reasons, I think safety and also wanting universities to control it themselves.
If passed, House Bill 1226 would override a state Supreme Court decision on the matter. Colorado State University System, along with Colorado School of Mines and the Colorado Community College System, actively support the bill. University of Colorado Regents postponed a vote on the matter, rendering no official stance for that system. As Martell explains, the issue really comes down to the question of what makes college campuses safer.
I think that it's more they view safety in one way, whereas we view safety in another way.
People on both sides of the debate have data or lack of data they cite as reasons why the ban makes campuses more or less safe. And inside the Lori Student Center, security was very much on the mind of sophomore Chris Pratt.
If you're walking home from class around like 9 o'clock or something, you should have a right to defend yourself no matter what happens, even if it's a gun or like a taser or something, just to defend yourself, because I know there's some weirdos out there.
But sophomore Lawson Felice doesn't see a need for guns on campus.
There's nothing really that happens in where you would need it, so I don't think it would make it necessarily safer.
Out of the 7 students interviewed for this story, Felice was the only one in favor of the bill. Colorado State University officials declined a recorded interview about House Bill 1226. The closest comment came from CSU President Tony Frank, who happened to be passing through the Student Center.
You have a comment?
No.
The proposed legislation now moves to the Senate floor for debate this Friday. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.